Today's daf is Nedarim daf Mem Beis, and we are on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. We'll start with the Gemara after the first Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So the Mishnayos here in this parak have been discussing the issues of one who is Mudar Hanaf from their friend. What are they allowed to do? We started off the parak. It's called Ein Bein Amudar. So we started off, what is the difference between somebody who is Mudar Hana'a totally versus Mudar Mine Ma'achal or anything related to Ma'achal? That was the beginning of the parak that we had back when the parak started on Daf Lama Beis Ma Beis. And since then, we have been discussing what is one allowed to do when one is Mudar Hana from their friends. We started off on Daf Lama Gimel with, you could pay off their shekel, and you could repay a loan, and you could be Machzer Aveda, right? That was the first, and we got into discussions of saving a person money. Then we went into the Daf Lama Hey, you could be Torim his Truma for him, and Meiser, and bring his Karbanos, and teach him parts of Torah, but not all parts of Torah. That was the next discussion. And then we went into the Sugyas of Avrasha's Truma, and what type of Torah and the Pisuk Ta'amim and why one is allowed to accept money for Torah. And then we continued on Daf Lamed Ches, and we went into why a person, if it's Mudar Hana, he's allowed to feed his family, but might not be able to feed his animals, and maybe there's a difference between kosher animals, non-kosher animals. That was the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches. Then we went into further on Daf Lamed Ches, what about Mevakir Chola? Is one allowed to be Mevakir Chola, someone who used Mudar Hana? And that brought us into these last couple of Dafim relating to Bikur Cholim. And is one, what is one allowed to do? Standing, sitting, stay there, etc. And then the last Mishnah we just did, these last couple of Mishnayos in the Perek, continue that discussion of what one is allowed to do with one who is Mudar Hana. And we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, the next Perek after in a couple of days, Hashutfin, which is a, new topics, I mean related topics in Nedarim, but, we will see. Okay, so now let's continue. So the Mishnah had said that if I'm Mudar Hana from someone, I'm allowed to wash in the same Ambati, as long as it's a big one and not a small one. Why a big one is okay? Because if it's a big one, then the water level is not going to be so affected when I go in, and it's not going to be Mahanahim. If it's a small bathhouse, if a small Ambati, so then if I go in, that's going to raise the water level for the other person, and he'll get Hana from that, and that's why it is not allowed. And also in terms of sleeping in the same bed. If I'm in the same bed, so then that would be Mahanahim, because it would create more warmth. But Rabbi Huda says that's only where you want warmth. That means Bimosachame in the winter. But in the summer, it's only in the, correct, in the Bimosachama, that's when it is mutter, because you don't give any warmth. But in the Mosakshamim, it would be a problem in the winter because you're being Mahanahim. Okay, and then we have a couple of other lines at the end, but we'll leave that for a second. Let's go. Tanya, says the Gemara. Lo yirchatzimo, expanding on the discussion of the Mishnah. Lo yirchatzimo ba'ambati, v'lo yashanimo b'mita ben gedola ben katana. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds across the board, one is not allowed to be in a bathhouse, in a bathtub, ambati, or in a bed with him, even gedola, even katana. Divrei Rabbi Meir, meaning, well, we're gozer. We're gozer, ambati, gedola, atu, ambati, katana. Doesn't matter which one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Gedola b'yemosak shamim v'ktana b'yemosak chama mutter. If it's a large bed b'yemosak shamim, so then it's mutter, because even if it's, you know, it's in the winter, if it's a big bed, we don't assume that the warmth is going to go across the bed if you're not near the person, and therefore it would be mutter. And even a small one in yemosak chama, when he's not interested in getting the warmth, he's hot enough, so that's why that would be mutter. That wouldn't be considered hana. Roches imo ba'ambati gedola umezi imo b'ktana. And Rabbi Yehuda continues, Rabbi Yehuda is not gozer. Gedola to k'tana, k'tana to gedola, depending on the cases. So he says you're allowed to wash ba'ambati gedola, because that doesn't affect the other person. Umezia imo biktana. And even going into a sauna, umezia, with the other person, biktana in the small, because being in that situation does not affect the other person, right? It's not like a bathtub where when one goes in, it is affected. Period. Bathtubs come up and ambatis come up in Chazal. We know, Rashi tells us in Parshas Kisetse, on the word Ashakarcha Baderech, when the pasuk describes what Amalek did to us, that he was karcha, he did something to us, that is a hard word to translate. What does that mean, Ashakarcha Baderech? Rashi quotes three pshatim. What does karcha mean? Does it mean lashon kar vachom? Does it mean cold? He made us cold, meaning we were on fire. All the other umos were so inspired, and they believed, and he came and cooled things off. Does it mean And Rashi there gives the mashal of an ambati gedola, where there was a big hot bathtub and nobody wants to go in because they don't want to get burned. One person jumps in and he cools it off for everyone afterwards. That's lashon karcha, and that is what Amalek did. That was the one of the pshatim. The other, that was the third pshat actually. The first two pshatim are lashon mikra and lashon keri. Right? Mikra, where it's a coincidence and he happened to meet us in the derech, in the midbar, and lashon keri, he was metame us. The Bali Musa put all three deos together, mikra, keri, and kor, by saying that Amalek was the symbol of the anti-Hashkacha nation. He wanted to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not behind the scenes, and things just happened. There's a lot of coincidences. Lashon Mikra, that is the ultimate in impurity in the world. When we don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the scenes, that's Lashon Keri Vetuma, and that really cools off Am Yisrael, and cools off all the world from the emuna that they had. All three deos can be put together, and Rashi tells us also at the end of B'Shalach that this problem won't be fixed until Ki Yad Al Keis Ka Melchama L'Hashem Ba'Malek Midar Dar. That the Hashem's kisei, spelled kaf samach there without the aleph, Hashem's kisei will not be complete until Amalek and his deos and his beliefs are wiped out at a time when all of Am Yisrael will believe strongly. Okay, that's in terms of Ambati. Let's continue now in the Gemara. Gemara quotes the continuation of the Mishnah. Avo meisiv imo al amita, v'och limo al ha-shulchan. Even if I'm mudra anah from someone, I'm allowed to lie there. Meisiv imo, I'm allowed to relax with him on the mita, lean back, have haseba on the mita. V'och limo al ha-shulchan, and I can eat with him. I'm not worried that I'm going to eat some of his food. But I cannot use the tamchui. The tamchui, the Mishnah said, is a communal feeding pot. I can't take from the tamchui. Why? Because the tamchui has a certain limited amount of food. Whatever I leave over for him is considered I'm giving him hana. And that's why it would be, because only a limited amount. So that's why I'm not allowed to take food with him from the tamchui. Aval ochalu ben tamchui achozer. But if it is a tamchui achozer, which means a tamchui where there's plenty of food, there's a ton, and no matter how much we take, there's going to be left over. So whatever I take, I'm not really leaving him over, because there's always going to be left over. So that would be mutter. Amar Rabbi Yosef Hanina ben tamchui achozer labalabayis. It means the tamchui that whatever is not eaten, we'll go back to the balabayas. There's always what to return, and therefore that is mutter. That's not called hana. Again, one has to. It's not called hana. This kiruv. If one was, eats from the same plate, it might be kiruv das, but it's not considered hana. We know there are certain harchakos between a husband and a wife when the woman is a nida in terms of eating from the same plate. A serving plate is okay, but from the same plate, the same bag of chips, same whatever it is, there are issues, but that's not because one is giving hana to the other one. Right, let's say there's a large bag, like a tamchui hachozer. That issue is different. That issue is just in terms of kiruv das, of a connection of the spirits, not one being mahana the other one, so the rules would be different here. Okay, says the next Mishnah. Lo yochal imo min ha'evus shelefnei ha'poalim. If the workers are given a certain avus, an avus is like a feeding trough. If the workers are given a place to eat from and food is put there, the Mefarish explains, kli gadol shenosein bo ba'al habayis yirakos. It's a large kli that the ba'al habayis puts, the employer puts vegetables, shochlin bo apolim yachad, and they all eat together, and it's like a tamchui. So one is not allowed to put food there. Why? Because the workers are very hungry, they will definitely eat everything. And therefore, whatever's left over, if I leave, one worker leaves over for another worker, he's being mahana that worker. And if he's mudra anah from him, that's a problem. And also, they cannot work in the same vineyard together, or the same area, because if they're both digging, then if one digs, so that makes the ground next to him softer for the next person, and it makes it easier for the next person to dig. So he can't do that. He can't stand next to each other. It would be allowed as long as you're far away. If there's enough distance so that your digging does not affect positively the other person's area, so then that would be mutter. So that is the machlokes. The Tanakhama says it's usser. Rabbi Meir says it's usser. And the Chum says it's okay as long as you're far away. Says the Gemara, Bakarov lo pligi da usser. If they're very close, then of course that's usser. Right? Everybody agrees that it's usser if it's close. Ki plegi berachok. The machlokas is, what if it's rachok in the same field, but it doesn't really affect? Rabbi Meir Savar Gazrin and Rachok Mishum Karov to come Rapi Lala Arakame. Your keys goes there because after all you're softening the earth. Rabbanan Savri Lo Gazrina, and the Rabbanan say no, we're not goes there again. Just like Rabbi Meir was goes there in the earlier discussion about the Abati and similar cases, so too he is goes there in this case of working in the same field. Okay, so now we get to the Daf in the Darim about Shemitah. Says the Mishnah, Hamuder Hana'a Mechavero. Somebody is Muder Hana'a from their friend. Lifnei Shvius. The nether was made before Shemitah. I'm Muder Hana'a from you, so I can't get any benefit from you. So as we learned earlier, Eino Yorid L'Tok Sadehu, I'm not allowed to go into your field. I can't walk into your field because that's Drisas Regel. That was the first Mishnah in this parak. If I'm Muder Hana'a from you, I can't go into your field. Ve'eino Ochel Menanotos. And also, I'm not allowed to eat from the low-hanging fruit in your field, right? That's yours. That's fruit that are hanging, even if they're hanging outside the field. And I don't even have to go into your field to get it. I'm not allowed to take those. Those are yours. That is all a regular case before Shemitah. Uba Shvius, but as we'll see, there's a machlokas in the Gemara, how to understand this line, but we'll go with one of the days, which is the way the Ron explains it here, the Bishvius. If the neder was made during Shemitah, if he makes a neder during Shvius, so what's the issue? That I'm Mudra Hana'a from you, or you can't get any benefit from my field, so it's not really my field. It's not really my fruit. It's Hefker in some way. So then, Eino Yor L'Tok Sadehu, still, you cannot go into my field if I was Mudra Hana'a from you. We'll have to see why that is. Why can't you go into his field if it's all Hefker? Aval Ochel Hu Min. The Bach takes out the next word, min hanotos. But you're allowed to eat from the notos that are hanging outside the field. If I don't have to go into your field, I can just take this fruit, because the fruit are hefker. If the fruit are hefker, so then you have no right to be madir from those fruits. So again, that's a case of, if you make a neder before Shemitah, then it's chal on the field and on the fruit. If it's during Shemitah, so then it is not chal on the fruit, because those are hefker. Why is it chal on the field? So we will have to see why, right? Don't we say that the field is hefker, and therefore one should be able to go into the field? We'll have to see the gzera, why the Rabbanan said it's aser. Continues the Mishnah, Nadar Heimenu Ma'achal Lifnei Shvius. If somebody is Mudur Hana Ma'achal from before Shemitah, Yorid L'Tok Sadehu Ve'eino Ochel Min HaPeiros. Right, if somebody's Mudur Hana regarding food, again, like the first Mishnah we had in the Perek, so then he could go into his field, because he wasn't Madir Hana from the field, and he's only Nadar Ma'achal, and therefore he cannot eat the fruit. Uba Shvius Yorid V'Ochel. But during Shemitah, Yorid V'Ochel, because the person is not allowed to Aser something that is Eino Shelo, and therefore this would be out of his jurisdiction, and you would be able to take some of the Shemitah fruit because it is not his. A lot to talk about here regarding the Inyanim of Shemitah. First of all, it says that you're allowed to go into his field, not go into his field, like in the Sefer it says, another men of Machal, you can go into the field during Shemitah. We know there is a halacha that Shemitah, the field has to be hefker, which we'll talk about the type of hefker it is soon. But the Rambam says that you're not allowed to lock up your field during Shemitah. I can't lock it up because it's hefker, and that's a violation of the mitzvah. Says the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Chaf Dalet, Mitzvah Asay Lahashmit Kol Masha Totzi Aretz Bishviyas. It's a mitzvah Asay to be mashmit, to set free all of that what is produced during Shemitah. Shenemar Vashviyas Tishbetena Unetashta. V'chol ha-no'el karmo, osug sadeu b'shvius. If anybody locks their kerem or field during Shemitah, bitel aseizu. They are mevatel, this mitzvah asei. V'cheinim asav kol peyrosav tov beso, or if you bring all the fruit into your house, meaning you don't let the aniyim get it. What do you have to do? Ela yafgar akol. You have to let it all be hefker. V'yad kol, yad akol shavin b'chol makom. Shenemar v'achlu evyonei amcha. That is the halacha, that one is not allowed to lock up the field. Rav Rimon discusses, Bizman Hazeh, in his Shemitah Sefer, you know, what happens if a person doesn't want other people walking all around their backyard? You know, I'll give away my fruit, it's hefker, but, you know, I don't want the people walking all through my backyard. So Rav Rimon writes, he quotes the Chazon Ish, that says that if somebody's worried, you could close it, but put up a sign. put up a sign that says, it's a Shemitah field. If anybody wants any of the fruit, just knock on the door and let me know, and I will bring out the pears for you. Doesn't mean they have to allow people to walk through the field. If it's a field out in the middle of nowhere, then you should leave it open. But if it's my backyard, if I have a fruit tree, I don't want people traipsing through my backyard, I have this privacy issues, so one can close it and just leave a sign for people to know that it is Shemitah produce. There is a big discussion. What if it's a situation where one didn't put up the sign? What if one doesn't believe in Shemitah? Right? One is does not fulfill that mitzvah, and one locks up the field. Shamur, it's guarded. So does that asur the fruit? Just because I don't do what I'm supposed to do, I don't fulfill the mitzvah of Ashviyas Tishbetenu and Natashta. So what is the halacha there? So that's a machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and all the other Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam on the last few places in Sukkah, I'll read it to you from the last daf in Yevamos, Kuf Chav Beis Amen Aleph. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos quotes a Toras Kohanim. Says the Rabbeinu Tam, Tabehed Yatani B'Toras Kohanim, Ves Inve Nizirecha Lo Sivsar, the you shall not gather in the normal, well, let's just say what the pasuk means. It says you should not gather and harvest your grapes. And the medrash says min ha mishumar I ata botzer, aval ata botzer min ha mufkar. You're not allowed to gather in from what's guarded, but you are allowed to gather in from what's hefker. Rabbeinu Tam learned that it's a din to oraisa that shamur asers the fruit based on this Torah's kohanim. That is what Tosfos quotes. But all the other Rishonim, Rashi here says Beferish, the Rambam, and all the Rishonim argue with this Rabbeinu Tam. There's no Isser on the Peros of Shamur. You're not allowed to. Maybe this is an Asmachta, but there are other understandings that we have of this Pasuk. As Invein Zerechalo Sivsar means you cannot gather, it's not period, but not in the normal way. Not in the normal harvesting that you do during the rest of the years. We don't pass them like this, Rabbeinu Tam. And that's what Rav Moshe Feisty writes in the Tshuva, that we don't pass them like this case of Shamur. So therefore, even if one thinks that there was someone else that was Shomer, his field, that does not usher the fruit. What about the sister topic that is always discussed with Shomer is Ne'evad, Shomer v'Ne'evad. If one works the field during Shemitah, we paskin also make our din that does not asur the fruit, according to Rov Rishonim. And therefore, Shomer v'Ne'evad, even if there's Isurim that have been done, that does not asur the fruit. But that is relating to one who does not act in the proper way in terms of Ashriyas Tishbetenu Unitashta. When the Mishnah here discusses that during Shemitah, the field and the fruits are hefker, so that relates to a major topic in the Achronim that the Minchas Chinuch discusses. Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Pei Dalet in Parshas Mishpatim, on this pasuk, Vashvias Hishpatenu Natashta, the Sefer Chinuch there quotes the mitzvah to be mafkir, the field, lahafkir kol masha totzi haaretz, or I should take that back, to be mafkir something. What is he mafkir? The language of the chinuch is lafkir kol ma shetotzi aretz, whatever the land produces. Bashana ashvius shehi nikreis b'pnei amaisa hazeh shenischayavnu bashnas hashmita. Because of this, why is it called shmita? Why isn't it called shvius like the mesechta is called from this pasuk? Tishmetena unetashta. From tishmetena, that's where shmita comes from, which means letting it be. Letting it lie fallow. And whoever wants to be zocha in the fruit can be zocha. And that quotes the pasuk, and he quotes a couple of psukim related, and he quotes the shorash of the mitzvah, a lot of shorashim that are discussed by the Rishonim here. Is it to remind us HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baalim? Is it to give the land a little break? Is it, says the Chinuch, to teach us, remind us of Maisa Bracious, and to give us bitachot, all the different elements of Shemitah, which maybe we'll talk about a little later. But the Minchas Chinuch here has his suffix. V'ani misupak. I have the following suffix. What type of mitzvah is this mitzvah of being mafkir the perush mitzvah? I ha mitzvah akar kafta de gavrahu. Is the mitzvah literally on the head of a person? Derachmana tzivu lahafkir perosa v'shvius. Umachuyev l'kayem mafkir. I have a chiyev. It's a chovas gavra. I have a chiyev to be mafkir my fruit. V'im hit mafkir areza hefkir. And if I did, great. Avalim eno mafkir. What if I don't mafkir my field? Eno mufkar. So it's not hefker. Is that what the mitzvah is? I have a chiyuv to do something, and if I don't, so then it doesn't change. Unehida over alaseh, and even though I violated, mikol makom eino hefker. Rak over al gzeiras Hashem yisbarach. I'm doing an aveira, but it's still mine. Imkein ein achara shaylut lo. So in that case, a person would not be able to take it by himself. Are you gezel biad achirim calls ban shalo hifkir umavur bekama makomas b'shas the shviyas patur ben amaiser kivitu hefker. But maybe that's only if the owner was mafkirit. Should I understand it that way? Akar kafta the gavra. Odilma or as the minchas chinuch hefker zayin tzrichem avayel mahafkir. Oh no. This hefker doesn't mean the bialim have to be mafker. It rak hu afkata demalka shehu memela hefker. No, it's afkata demalka, which is memela hefker. It's the it's automatic. Rak and no karma. Oh well, I say zeh. If you locked up the field like we just quoted the Rambam, you violate. How are you goes al rabim? Avo memela have a hefker, but it's hefker anyway. Imkei pater mi meiser becholin. Yet it's always pater from meisers. And im acher zocha bal karcho de bialim ariyo shalov. If somebody goes in and takes it, it's zochet to him. So that is a machlokes, whether it's a karkafta de gavra or a karkafta de malka. And quote the Menachas Chinuch, that's a machlokes between the great achronim, between the Maharit, quoting the Mabit, and the Beis Yosef. Right? The Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Kaira quotes, it is not automatic, einu afkata de malka, rak mitzvah alav, and the Maharit quotes, it is afkata de malka, it is automatic. The Maharit's major raya from the language of the Gemara is the Gemara in our sugya, daf mem beis. We'll get to it in a number beis. There's a question about the girsa. The Ar Gemara, if you want to just turn over for a second, the Ar girsa is ara nami afkara. Five lines for the bottom. The Maharit and the Ran has this girsa. Ara nami rachmana afkare. Right, the language of rachmana afkare. That's the language on mem beis on our daf. So that is a machlokes between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef, important nafkaminas in terms of maestros, in terms of other things. But the Menachas Chinuch says, I have one or two other nafkaminas that I think, which is, this is definitional to the mitzvah of Shemitah. What's it all about? Says the Menachas Chinuch, women. Are women obligated in the Isurim and the mitzvah? Isurim they're all obligated in. Women are obligated in all osases. What about the mitzvah of Shemitah? We don't find anywhere in Shas a hekish of the los ases and the ases of Shemitah. That just like they're chayav in the los ases, they're chayav in the ases. We don't find that like we have by Kiddush, Zohar v'Shomer, or we have by Chametz and Matzah. We don't find it. So the question is this a mitzvah ases shazman grama that women are pturos from if a woman has a field? So, ask the Menachas Chinuch. L'chor yishlomar, the Chinuch says this mitzvah is noig b'zachar m'mnekevas, but why isn't this a mitzvah ases shazman grama? They should be patur. So says the Menachas Chinuch, maybe the point is that this is not a chovas gavra, which would then be a regular case. You would have a ptur of zman grama. Chovas gavras have a chiv to do something. But if it's a chovas karka, or it's a chovas akakafta, it happens automatically, then this is not a normal mitzvah. And therefore, that's why women would be obligated. Ach yish litchos, to lo avi zman grama, to peris shvias, he said, v'yam rinim mitzvah seyi akakafta m'chuyiv lahafkir tzgen gozor akasuf, imkein lama nashim chayavos mitzvah zu. So doesn't that prove that it is akakafta demalka? Then the Menachas Chinuch goes back and says, no, maybe not. Maybe the point is that it's not zman grama, because once you have something called Shemitah fruit, so even if you have Shemitah fruit in the fourth year, it's still kadosh. So it's not zman grama. Zman grama means if I have something today, it's a mitzvah, and tomorrow it's not a mitzvah. But if the entire existence of this item is always a mitzvah, that's not called zman grama. Right? That's a fascinating discussion in many other areas where we have, is it called a zman grama or not? Sefira Sa'omer. Is Sefira Sa'omer a mitzvah say zman grama or not? Famous comment of the Ramban in Kiddushin. The question is it a mistake or not? But assuming that we have it, assuming that it's not a mistake, the Ramban says Sefira Sa'omer is not a zman grama. And the shayla that all the achronim ask is that. That's the biggest zman grama. So the answer, Rav Yochanan for Shapurlo and others say no. What is a zman grama? Where today it's not a mitzvah, tomorrow it is a mitzvah. But if the reality only exists at a certain time, and that reality is always a mitzvah, that's not called a zman grama. So the mitzvah of counting between Pesach and Shavuos is always a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to count beforehand. But the reality of counting between Pesach and Shavuos doesn't exist. Or Kiddush Levana. Also discussed, is Kiddush Levana zman grama? Right? Why don't women do Kiddush Levana? So the Shlach Kodesh quotes, something connected to Chava. Heim garmu pakam ha-levana. But the question is it a zman grama? What do you need that reason for? So maybe it's not a zman grama. The mitzvah is to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a bracha as the moon is getting bigger, in our view. So that's not a zman grama. That reality doesn't exist in the second half of the month. Bikurim also, various times. So here too, suggest the Menachas Chinuch, maybe This is not called as Zman Grama because whenever Shemitah fruit exists, they are Bekedusha, and it is not a Zman Grama. So he goes back and forth regarding that Raya. And then he quotes, maybe another Raya is Chereshot of a Katan, whether they have a field, whether they're obligated, right, Chobas Gava, obviously they're Pater from, and other issues as well, but this is the Minchas Chinuch discussion in that. Another issue related is it the fruit or is it the tree? Right, the language of the Rama that we just read is that you should be mafkir all that comes out. Kol masha totzi. So what is that? What does that mean? Right, we have this. The Achronim discussed this in terms of what exactly is hefker and what is not. The Rishonim already. The Rosh says everything is hefker. It's not yours, and even the vines. But the other Achronim, the Ragat Shavar and others discuss what exactly is Hefker. But my Nafkamina also could be, interestingly, we know that there are not only Isuri Daraisa by Shemitah, there are Isuri Darabanan by Shemitah. But we paskin that the Isuri Darabanan, the only four actions that are discussed in the Torah that are Asur Daraisa, right, the Avos by Shemitah. But everything else is Darabanan. So the question is, when are you ever allowed to do an Isurei Drabanan? Says the Gemara in Moed Katan, as long as it's to save and protect the tree, but not to be mosif, shevach, on the tree. So what is that? So as long as I'm preventing loss. I mean, if the tree's going to die, so then I'm allowed to do basic watering. Right now, you don't have to let your everything die. I could do basic watering during Shemitah and anything else that the tree needs to live. So is it the tree or is it the fruit? What if the tree is going to live even if I don't do anything, but the fruit are going to die? This year's fruit are going to die. Am I allowed to act based on that or not? So that is a machlokas between the Chazon Ish and Rav Kook. The Chazon Ish is Mekel. The Chazon Ish says, even if just the fruit are going to die, even if the tree is going to live, I'm still allowed to act, violate Isurei Drabanan in that case, because that is also included in the language of the Gemara of La'avruye Ilana, just the fruit. And if you look in the Rav Kook, he's Machar, he says, no, yeah, only to save the tree. Right? It's to save the fruit is not good enough. Right? That might connect to what is exactly is Hefker. The Rambam's Lashon here, in Hilcha Shemitah, in Perak Aleph, he says, B'beit mahi tiru kalelu, why these Yisurei Drabanan mutter, shem lo yashke, tayaseh haaretz malecha, v'yamitz kol eitz sheva. The tree is going to die. That's Rav Kook's diuk, that it's the tree. If the fruit are still going to be there, so that even if the fruit are not going to be there, still it would not be allowed. But don't we say everything is hefker? So Rav Shlomo Zalman has a beautiful formulation in Madani Aretz in Perek Zion, where he says that the hefker by Shemitah is a little different than the hefker by, even if you want to say it's afkata, whatever it is, it's hefker. Usually hefker means it belongs to nobody. This hefker might be different because it belongs to everybody. It's hefker to all of Klal Yisrael. I mean, why are you allowed to do any work? Right? Even if it's going to die, it's not yours. So why should you be able to protect it? The answer is, it's a different type of hefker. It's a hefker to all, not a hefker to none. And therefore, halachos would be different in this case. One final point. Again, we could spend the rest a long time on this discussion. But one final point. Maybe, and then we'll do a chashuk echemet, and then we'll continue. One final point, Rav Rimon, in his sefer, has a beautiful ha'ara relating in Yanim of Shemitah, the kedusha of the peros. We know there are different types of kedusha in halacha. There's tashmishe mitzvah, tashmishe kedusha, something that only has kedusha regarding its usage. Tashmishe mitzvah, like a shofar, like lulav, like tzitzis, something not connected to the ksav of Torah that only has kedusha while it is being used for the mitzvah, and afterwards it can be discarded. Tashmishe mitzvah, a lulav, versus tashmishe kedusha, which has inherent kedusha. Anything, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Tanakh, Mezuzah, Tefillin, the cover of a Tefillin boxes, anything connected to the Ksav of Torah has inherent Kedusha and must be put into Geniza, must be put into what we call Sheamus. But then there's other Kedushas. There's Truma has Kedusha and Karbanos have Kedusha. So what about Peirush Shvius? So Peirush Shvius have a halacha, the Gemara says, that is more chumer than all the other ones. And that is Damim Nitfasim. Even if I try to sell Peirush Shemitah, which I'm not allowed to do, the money is nitfas b'kedusha too. The kedusha of the Peirush never leaves, and the money is nitfas. That is very chomor. That's on the one hand. But on the other hand, but that's the question. So first, we'll deal with that. So why is that? So he says, if you think about the kedusha of Shemitah, it is automatic. I don't do anything. It's not like truma and meiser. I don't have to be mafresh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this is kadosh, and that's why it's so deep and so definitional, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this kedusha. It's like a bechor, like we discussed earlier. But on the other hand, it is unlike all the other matanas kahuna, because Shemitah is something that anybody could partake of. Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, Ani, Asher, everybody can eat it. It's something that is ra'ui for all, even though it is kadosh, the most serious type of kedusha. Maybe there's an irony in the kedushas ha-peros. Shemitah is all about recognizing the kedusha, but having it available to all around. That is Perish Shemitah. Fine. There is, final point related here, there is a discussion of the Kedusha. Is there a mitzvah to eat Perish Shemitah? There's an Isser of, there is definitely a mitzvah of La'achla of Lola Hefzid. Is there a mitzvah to eat it? So maybe we'll leave that in for a couple of minutes. Now let's continue. Machlokes Amoram had to understand the Mishnah. Rav Shmuel Damri Travayu. Rav Shmuel say, if somebody says, Nichasai Alecha. That's how the Bach reads this. Takes out a couple of letters. Nechasai alecha. If somebody says, my nechas v'rasar on you. Lithnei shvius ein yor l'toch sadeo v'enocha menanotos. So then it's my field, so I can answer it on you. You can't go into my field, and you can't eat even from the overhanging branches, even though you don't go in. Avo v'shigi yeshvius. So if I make the neder before Shemitah, then the iser continues even during Shemitah. Even though by Shemitah, oh, it's not mine anymore, doesn't matter. Because when you made the neder, Rav and Shmuel say, it kicked in and it was chal, so that's good enough to stay strong even during Shemitah. Vim b'shvius nadar, but if I only made the nether during Shemitah, so then I can't. Ein yor l'toch sadeyu. I'm not allowed to go into the field. We'll get to why that is. Aval ocham in anotos, but I'm allowed to stay outside and eat from the overhanging fruit, because that's hefker during Shemitah. That's Rav and Shmuel, and that's how we understood the Mishnah. But Rabbi Yochanan of Rish Lakish, Dami Shavayo, they have a different shot. Nechasei Alecha, if it's before Shemitah, Lifnei Shvius, in your Latoch, so they have Enochim and Anotos. That's the same. But Higia Shvius, but once Shemitah comes, after I've already taken the Neder, so then, Enu Yor L'toch Sadeyu, then, all of a sudden, like we said before, that's the Hafseim, you can't go into his field, Aval, Ochel Huas Anotos. But that, you can eat the Notos, because now, all of a sudden, it becomes Hefker. That's where the difference is. Rav Shmuel read the Mishnah as two different cases. You make the neder before, you make the neder after. Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish say, no, it's one case. You make the neder before, but once Shemitah comes, then Shemitah is mafka the fruit. And then you're able to take from the notos. It's one big case. So what's the Nekudas of Machlokas here and how to understand the Mishnah? Lema b'haka miflagi. The machloka seems to be as follows. The Rav Shmuel Savri, Rav Shmuel say, Adam Oser Davar Shebershuso Afilo L'Kishayatza Mershuso. If something is in my Rishus, then I can aser it even for the time when it's not in my Rishus. Meaning it's before Shemitah and I can make an aser, so then it's aser even during Shemitah when it is no longer in my possession. If I would have made the neder during Shemitah, it wouldn't work. But it says I made the neder before, so it continues. The effects of it continues during Shemitah, and it could still remain usher. For Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, sorry, no, ain adam oser davar shibershuso l'kishayetzim mershuso. A person cannot do that, right? Once it's in my rishus, it's in my rishus. But once it leaves my rishus, it's not in my rishus anymore. So I cannot, it cannot take effect. Ask the stipler here in our Gemara, What's the svara for which is the more pashut svara? You would say, once it's not in your rishus, it's not in your rishus. What's the svara for Rav and Shmuel? Why should Rav and Shmuel say that once, even if Shemitah comes, it remains usher? You've made an usher, so why should it make a difference? Hare osan perish agadu b'shvius, may olam l'hayu shomadir. The Shemitah fruit that grew, they didn't even exist when I made the neder, because then it wouldn't be Shemitah fruit. It's not his. How could you say that this works? Says the stipler, you have to understand this as Shahakonam Chal al Guf Hakarka Vehailanos. When you created a konam, you created a konam on the land and on the trees. Let's say you have a carbon. So if the carbon has a baby, that baby is also a carbon. So if you asered, you created a konam on the tree, on the land, v'yisrael akarka nishar gam b'shvius, k'shiyatzim rishuso. But once you've given it a status, so that stays. V'lakach ha-peiros shekedela b'shviyas asurim shari godu hei mikarka sh'asura alav. Right, it's still asur. Right, and the I, you want to say, is the karka is not even yours, but still, the yanika from the karka, that's what you asked, and therefore you have that power. That's the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel. And Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would say, no. They might say, no, you didn't create a konam, or even if you create a konam, it would not be effective after it leaves your rishos. So that's the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rav and Shmuel, and to add to understand our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, v'tisbara, is this really logical? Is this really true? Mi'ika l'manda amar, the other way. Ain adam ozer shavu shibushu so leishas and bishu so. Does anybody know? We just explained Rav and Shmuel. We thought they were the more difficult shita. So the question is, does anybody hold the other way? Is there any opinion that says a person cannot do that? Everybody says you can do that. Why? Imkain niflagi, but two questions. Number one, the language. Imkain niflagi b'nechasim elu v'kolshekain b'nechasai. If it evaporates, right? If it's true that a person does not have that power, so why don't you say nechasim elu? That's even a bigger chiddush than nechasai. My nechasim, you could say, oh, you know why that works? Because I said only it's when it's mine. But when it's not mine anymore, it wouldn't be usher. But say an even bigger chiddush. Say these nechasim. So you would think that these nechasim would work even after it's not mine, because I just said these. I didn't say mine. So why don't you say that, Lashon? V'kol shekein b'nechasai, number one. V'su, and furthermore, there's a Mishnah. Hatnan da'adam oser, davar shebrishuso, l'kishesem rishuso. We have a Mishnah later on, in 5 days from now, Daf Mem Zayin, where the Mishnah seems to say that it's beferish that it would work. Titzan, what does the Mishnah say? Ha'omer lebeno. Konim sha'atanen eli. If a man doesn't want to give property to his son, so he says, all of my property is usher on you. Konim sha'atanen eli, mace. But once the father dies, yirashenu, the son could yarshin. That's not called getting hana'ah from the father, because the father is now dead. And the Yerusha Memela, the Dindaraisa, comes to the son, so mace yirashenu. Bechayav ubemoso. But if the father says that he doesn't want the son to get benefit from him while he is alive or even after he is dead, so then it may slow yirashenu. Then if he dies, lo yirashenu, so then the son does not yarshin. It's question marks. So you see, the father has that power to aser something even at a time when it's not his anymore. After he dies, it's not his. Can't own anything. Lo bemoso yikach hakol. So you can't own anything afterwards. So you see beferish in that Mishnah that a person can aser something while it is in his rishus for after that time. Says the Gemara, shiny hacha dekamar lebechayev b'moso. Now here's different because he said it explicitly. Meaning what? What does the Gemara say now? Even Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish would agree that if you explicitly said that this should remain aser even after it's out of my rishus, that would work. Right, that would work in our case. That he said, this should remain usher even during Shemitah, that would work. You have that power. Says the Gemara, Mikol Makom Kasha. You still go back to the first question. You have the first question of why didn't he say Nichsei Elu? Why did he say Nichasai? So the Gemara says, Ela, B'nechasim Elu Kuli Amalo Pligi. You're right, if he says these Nechasim, everybody would agree that it would remain usher. Because he said Nechasim Elu. Ki Pligi B'nechasai. The machlokas is only if he said benachasai. That's why the machlokas is here. Rav Shmuel Savri loshna nechasim elu loshna nechasai adam oser. Rav Shmuel say it would work in both cases and it would remain oser. For Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Savri no nechasim elu adam oser. That would work and that would work to remain oser even afterwards. Nechasai ein adam oser, but nechasai my nechasim that would not be an aser because that says only while it's mine. But after it's not mine anymore during Shemitah, after he dies, then that wouldn't be a problem. Okay, the Ksos of the Ran here brings up an important topic. He says on the top line of our Gemara here when it says it may slow yirashenu. If a person says even if it should be during his lifetime and after he dies. The language of the Mishnah is lo yirashenu. Says the Ran, don't take that language so literally. It doesn't mean that Yerusha won't kick in. What a person could be masne against a mashkasa b'Torah. The Torah says, the mitzvah of Yerusha, if a person gives away all of his property before he dies, so then fine, that works, because it never came to the situation of Yerusha. But could a person make a tenai that when he dies there shouldn't be Yerusha? So that's the question. Masa machikas about Torah. So the Ron's lashon here is, you look on the third line of the Ron. The Ron says, no, it doesn't mean there's no Yerusha. It means he yarshes it, but it's usher for him to get hana. Lo yirashenu lomar she'eno mutter lehanos mi Yerushaso. What he means is that it's his. Yerusha kicked in, but he can't use it. It's his, but it is usher bahana. What do you see befavorish from the Ron? That even if something is aser bahana'a to you, it's still called yours. That's how he interprets it. Even though it's yours, you didn't nullify the mitzvah of Yerusha. You yarshined, but it's yours. That is a major discussion in the Rishonim, the Ran and the Rashba and the other Rishonim. If something is aser bahana'a, is that called halachically mine? Meaning, what's the issue? What's the conceptual nugget? Is bilus, must bilus be reflected in ability to use it? If I can use something, do we say that that undermines even the legal status of my ownership? That's the shaila. In the world out there in legal systems, so what if I can't use it? It's mine. No, but halacha might have a different definition. If it's eino shalcha to use, it might not be called yours bichlal. That is the machlokas Rishon. And the Rani here says it can be yours. Right? Yesh zechiyah b'isuri hana. The Rivash has a whole kuntris. Zechiyah b'isuri hana. The end of the Tshuva is a Rivash. A whole kuntris he has. But it's a machlokas. Right? The Rashba says in the Tshuva, and the Rashba says later on Daf Mem Zayin, that there is no zechiyah b'isuri hana. Meaning once it's asur b'hana, I do not own it. Where does that come up? It comes up by lulav. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Hey, discusses whether if I have an esrog shel arla, an esrog shel arla, why is that no good? Why can I use that? If I have asherah or any dachas, the Gemara talks about that's because kitusim echle shiure. It's as if it's burnt. But shel arla pasul, the Gemara says, enough lamanam and aleph in sukkah. Why? Number one opinion, lefisha ain ba hatar achila, because you can't eat it. And number two, lefisha ain ba din mamon. You can't eat it, so just because I can't eat it, why, I'm not, I don't want to eat it. Just because I can't eat it, so why should that be a problem? So the Ravid quoted in the Ritva there says, because if you can't eat it, it's not lachem, it's not yours. So that's why it's a problem. The Ritva doesn't like that, because the Ritva says, it's usher every day. If the only problem is lachem, then it should be mutter on the second day of Sukkot. So you only need lachem on the first day. L'katan lachem bayam arishon. So what about the second day? So on that Gemara, that's where the Rishon discuss it. Rashi's lashon there is, the iser hana'ahu, Hilkach lav shalachemhu. That's a pretty important lashon. It's aser ba'ana, and therefore it's not yours, right? The kenev zechiyah b'isuri ana. Big discussion in the Rishonim, and again the Achronim expand upon it. You might say the Beis Halevi writes in the Tshuva. This might not exactly be parallel to all the other cases. Mudar hana is stronger or weaker. Meaning regular ones aser ba'ana. All items that the Torah says is aser bahana. Here, you made something aser bahana. So is that better? Is that worse? So the Beis Halevi says, well, you can look at it in two different ways. On the one hand, it's better because it's not aser to everybody. Arlo is aser to everybody. So that's pretty strong. It's aser to the whole world. And this is only aser to me. But on the other hand, I created this. And maybe my creation of it makes it more chamer. Right, in a certain sense. That's the Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Ches, where he describes that irony. He says, Lahefech, he says, whatever you say here, you might not have Yisur Enod, De'in Lo Heter, Shavar Yishlomer, De'in Lo Zechiyah, Shari Svar Vechilek. He says this, Oef Shalomer, Shani Achneder, Kivin De'in Yisur Akhledidei, it's better, it's worse. So whatever Rishonim say by Mudr Hana, there's no stira to what they say elsewhere, because Asur Hana and Mudr Hana might be different. Whenever we're here, we have to quote the Ksos discusses this issue as well, but related to this is an important Ksos, which is quoted in various contexts. The Ksos says, Simen Reish Os Sifkat and Hay. The Ksos discusses some other topic, but along he touches on our issue. He asks if Reuven wants to give his house to Shimon. He wants to give a Shtar Matana, he wants to give the house to Shimon. Could he put the Shtar Matana for the house in the house and give the house to Shimon? What we have, let's say, by get, where we have gita v'yada bon ke'echad. If you put the get in her chatzar, and you give her the chatzar, so then bon ke'echad. Or by ishtar shichur. Does the same thing work by ishtar matana? Do we say, Masha, it's bon ke'echad, it can happen at the exact same moment, halachically. Says the Ksos, no good. Says the Ksos, no. La'achara iyo nira pshita t'kai gavna eno zocha. I do not think that you apply the principle of button ke'echad when it comes to a shtar matana. Why? I'm trying to give you the house. So until the house is yours, you can't have a kinyan chatzah through the house. So how can I put the shtar matana on the house into the house? Right? It's circular. It doesn't work. Why should that work? Why by get does it work? Why by shtar shichur does it work? Gabi get chatzera vegita ban ke'echad nearer to get shiny. Here's his lashon. Get is different. By get, you don't need a normal kinyan by get. That's the chiddush of the ksos. By get, all you need is a maisa nesina. V'nasan biyada. A physical maisa nesina. And where you don't need a normal transaction kinyan, that's where you can have this magical principle of ban ke'echad. Shine, to get shiny. To get isha u'de eved lo boy zechiyah she'yizka derech zechiyah. You don't need regular zechiyah. How do you know that? It could be bal karcha. You never have a kinyan bal karcha. So kiba the isha be'eved bal karcha, the ein zechiyah bal karcha. Elavada, the gabe isha lo boy rak v'nasan biyada, v'chein be'eved, v'leket dara zechiyah v'akna bal klal. And that's his raya. He has two rayas. Number one is bal karcha, that you don't have regular zechiyah by get. What's his second raya? Kasval yisuri hana kasher. If I write the get on a shor haniskal and I give it to the woman, kasval yisuri hana. So Gemara says gin daf chav, that's kosher. What do you mean yisuri hana? You can't be zoch in yisuri hana. That's sosa shita. You can't be zoch in it. So what are you giving her? The answer is you don't have. This is not regular zechiyah. And he quotes the Rashi in the Tshuva that says you can't be zoch in yisuri hana. And therefore, why does this work? Elavade mishum degerishin balkarcha lo boy zechiyah klal elavanasam biyada. So the ksos assumes in his discussion there, like the shittas that say there is ein zechiyah bi isuri hana, so that they would take this gemara literally. Lo yirashenu would mean that he doesn't yarsh it; it's not his. Isn't that against yerusha? So you might have to say that a person can prevent yerusha in some ways. Okay, let's continue. Says the gemara, umi ikam lamanda amar loshon nachasai elav loshon nachasai. Is there anyone who says that there is no difference between those loshonos in terms of what happens after it goes out of the rishus? The otnan, but the Mishnah again says later on, ha'omer lachaveiro konem l'toch beis chashani nichnas sot chashani lo keach. It's usher for me, right? Konem l'toch beis cha, that I'm not going into your house. She'eni nichnas sot chashani lo keach meis o shemicharo la'acher mutter. Once the house does not belong to you anymore, if he dies or he sold to someone else, then it's mutter. That if he says your house. But if he says labayis zeh shani nichnas sada zeh shani lokeach meizo shemacharo lacher aser, then it's aser. So you see from that mishnah, there's a difference between saying a possessive and just saying the item. Right? We're talking about my or this. So the same thing, yours or this. So you see, there's a big difference. So the gemara says, Ella, you're right. Ki amrinan Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish benachasai v'Rav Shmuel benachasim elu v'lo pligi. So we end up saying there's no machlokas. The Shalom al Yisrael. Everybody agrees in the cases of the Mishnah. If the case is nechasai, so then my, so then it would evaporate when Shemitah comes because it's not his anymore. If he said nechasim elu, it wouldn't evaporate because he just focused on the nechasim and that lasts even if it's out of the other person's rishus. No machlokas. Period. Last section. Ubeshvias ein yorah l'toch sadeh v'chulu in Shemitah. You cannot go into his field, even if you make the nether during Shemitah. Why is that? Isn't it Hefker? Maishna to Ochamanan Notos. Why are you allowed to eat from the overhanging branches during Shemitah? To Peire. To Hefkere Inon, they're Hefker. Aranami Hefkere. The land is also Hefker. Why can't you go into his field and get the fruit? This is where the Gersa is. The Ran has the Gersa of Aranami Rachmana Hefkere. And that's the Ma'arit and the Mabitz Raya. Rachmana Hefkere. Either way, it's two different Gersos. So, Amar Ula, two answers. Number one, Amar Ula, Ba'omdin Ilanos Alakvulin. Maybe the tree is on the border. If the tree is on the border, so that if you don't have to go into his field, then you're not allowed to go into his field. You could take all the fruit from the outside. Or, Shimon Ben Al Yakim Amar, Gezerah Shem Yishab Amida. We quoted this earlier in the Bikur Cholam Sugyas. No, where it goes is that if you go into his field, you might stay longer than you have to, in terms of taking the fruit, and that you're not allowed to. Meaning, the ground isn't Hefker for all purposes. I can't go and play a game, Stam, in my friend's field. It's Hefker Lagabi, the fruit. And therefore, if I'm going to go in and just stay there for other reasons, that's a problem. That's why the Rabbanan word goes there in that case. The Ron points out, why we only goes there, where goes there here even just to stand. And by Bikur Cholam, we're only have a gzera by yeshiva and not by amida. By amida, we don't think you're going to stay so long. The answer is what's normally accepted. When you go visit somebody, normally you sit down. So if you're standing up, we don't think you're going to stay so long. That's going to be a hecker enough. But if you go into somebody's field, you're always standing. You're not doing anything different than you normally do. And therefore, where goes there, even just ba'amida in that case. A lot to talk about by Perish Mita. Just one more discussion. That is the Ramban. The Ramban quotes in the Hosafas to the Mitzvah Aseh that he thinks the Rambam left out, quotes a mitzvah to eat Perish Mita. Mitzvah Gimel. In the Hosafos, the Ramban calls the mitzvah to eat Perish Mita. That is from the word, learned out from the word la'achla. Shamar Tarba Perish Shvias, Vahaisa Shabbos Arz Lachem La'achla, Vidarshu La'achla V'lo L'schara. Vized Dvar Torah, Kamosh Amru, like he quotes other similar chazals. The Shaila and the Achronim is, what does the Ramban really mean? Does it mamish mean like a Maisa mitzvah, like matzah, like eating other items that a mitzvah, eating karbanos, eating Perish Mita? Or is it what we call an Isser Aseh? In Isser Aseh, that is just V'lo L'schara, or V'lo L'ibud. Those are the critical points. Do you make a bracha by Perish Mita? One nafkamina. Isser Aseh would not get a bracha. Mitzvah Aseh would. What about eating or destroying less than a kezias? If it's about the mitzvah of eating, then l'chor this year is a kezias. If it's the focus is the isser, then maybe even less than a kezias. Possibly. Chazis year is also min haTorah. That's a question that the Achron, Megillas Esther seems to take it literally, but the Achron in the Mitzvah HaMelech we discussed in the past, has the nafkamina with nafkaminas, noted to say that most assume that it's just an isser asay. One other point, the Chashukei Chemed here, Rav Zilberstein, discusses a case of Ezer Mitzion, which is one of the beautiful organizations in Eretz Yisrael that takes care of certain people who are sick with certain diseases. So Ezer Mitzion, they give out food to families in hospitals. Umisham Eva, they give out to everybody in the hospitals. Even if there happens to be non-Jews there in the hospital, they give out. So what about the Rish Shmita? If they have Kedushas Peirah Shvias, they have Shmita fruit in the packages. So do they have to be worried about giving it to a non-Jew, giving it to a non-Shomer Shabbos person? So he goes through, is that considered, is that machshil them? While the Goyim don't have to keep Shemitah. But what about the non-Frum? So do they have to be nervous about that? Is that Lifnei Iver? So he discusses whether it's Lifnei, does Eva override, if they're going to do it anyway. So he says the best thing to do is just to put on the package a sign, there is Peiros V'Yerakos with Kedusha, please try to treat them properly. So that's all one has the responsibility of doing, and everything else is not our responsibility because of the flip side of having to give this and doing the mitzvah which overrides. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue with a couple more dafim here in the fourth parak of Nedarim when we pick up next time. Okay, we'll stop here.